portion of the evening where I'm supposed to mouth off. So here we go, talking about Capricorn and acknowledging what we know. Okay. Here we go. We'll move on to talking about...
Hold your horses!
About...
Speaking of horses...
Okay, hold on. Let's pause this. All right. So that was my cue to really talk about what I'm here to do, which is to talk about Sagittarius. Getting about down to business. Going to the ninth sign of the zodiac. So when we last convened, we talked about a phoenix taking its soar from having risen from the ashes. Picture this, an animal, a creature, kind of showing up, half horse, half human, coming up to those embers and putting it on the edge of an arrow and then launching it toward the sky and then shooting it into the sky, into the starry night. In that image, you have some crystallization of what we talk about with Sagittarius. And what I want you to remember most about Sagittarius are these words: truth must be told and set free. Truth must be told and set free. Why? Because the storyteller is Sagittarius. We have, in the sense of the heart of the centaur, a double-bodied creature, both dual in the sense of being human and at the same time horse or an animal, we have a complexity. We have something that Scorpio laid the ground and foundation for. We have the sense that the world isn't as we think it is, but it can be what we want it to be. It can be a story that we can tell that's worth sharing. And that can become the essence of truth. Now you'd be like, well, that sounds like that could become a fiction, a lie, something that would deceive humanity. Well, creativity, the power to kind of stick that arrow and then project it into the sky, is an act of will to shoot truth, to shoot power. Now, if you think truth is just a matter of like kind of unearthing it and kind of breaking open a stone, or that it kind of drops out of the sky, we'll get to that when we talk about Aquarius. But right now, it's Sagittarius. It's kind of wielding the story, wielding one story in order to find both truth and freedom. Now, where does the freedom part come in? We're talking about the horse. Horses love to roam free and to be able to kind of go where they will, where they want, to kind of desire a broadness, to kind of tell the Jupiter story. Now, Jupiter, you might know or remember, is the ruler of Sagittarius. That's important because Jupiter represents how we expand, how we go beyond our horizons, how we kind of ennoble the mind to become higher and more. That's important because as we stretch, we get out of the province of our tiny selves and can become so much more. Now, we would think that would be the human part of the centaur, but that actually is the horse. The horse that compels us to kind of reach out and go for the new, to gallop and find new ground, to stand in a new way, and to stand in a new place. That's where we can experience a sense of power in truth. Now, the freedom in truth actually belongs to the human. Now, why is that? Because by virtue of being human, one is opening both one's mind, because now you can think and reflect on your freedom, and one's heart. Now, we don't often think about that with Sagittarius. A lot of people think Sagittarius just wants to roam free and go where they will and kind of sow their ovaries and seeds wherever they want to be.
Yay! New t-shirt! Sowing my ovaries.
You can sow your ovaries. You can sell them too. Welcome to the 21st century. But the point is that when we're talking about Sagittarius, I want to tell you something. That idea, the roaming Sagittarius, that they have no anchoring toward any kind of particular thing, that they roam just wherever they will and kind of do whatever they want, it ain't all true. What really is most true about Sagittarius is that they want to experience the world. Literally, the world. And people think, well, they can't be faithful. They can't be attuned to the hearth and to attuned to the sense of commitment. Well, this is where the onus is on us for those who are not Sagittarian influenced. Give them something to be attuned to. If you're lying, if you're not telling the truth, if you're not even being true to yourself, why should I be true to you? Why should I be with you? When I can have the whole world and you're asking me for a piece of porch. That's not what's going to hold a Sagittarius. So if you're with a Sagittarius, if you know a Sagittarius, then don't come with your porch. Come with the world. Step with the truth. That's what they're looking for. Now, Sagittarius, this is the message I'd like to leave with you, because we're coming again toward the end of the night, and I think we can get to a succinct message. You are dual. You have both a human top half and a bottom human horse half. But the truth is that you're a whole, no. This cute Libra right there is just a little hairy. Open up.
It's a centaur, right?
Centaur, exactly. You are a whole being. But don't get confused about where home is. Home is not just this thing that other people have told you what it is. You know, like, well, it's kind of being at this particular place where we can watch our 8 o'clock show on Friday night and drink our beer and have our pizza. That's not home. Home is both the world, and the world can happen even in the place where you have your beer and your pizza and it's 8 o'clock. It's where you can contain the whole once you kind of realize you're looking for the whole. Now that sounds confusing. That sounds really new agey. But the truth is, you can experience the heart in the home, or the home in the heart, by virtue of realizing, by opening up your mind, you don't have to fit in anyone else's box. But if you're always looking for it out there, wherever that is, Costa Rica, or in Brazil, or India, okay, then you're always kind of searching and galloping off to the next adventure and not realizing that the greatest adventure that you will ever have is your life. This is the story. You can change the story by changing how you look at your life, but don't think you're going to escape out of your life. There's only one way to escape out of life. You die. And that's not what you want, not at this point. So when you're galloping for the truth, realizing that the truth is both your origin and your destination. And that's where you can experience the height of what Sagittarius is. Because Sagittarius is what prepares the heart to be able to give itself to its origins, to the stars. That's why the centaur is angling up. He's not trying to kill the heart of a star. He realizes that the burning desire within the heart is honestly is the origin and the destination of the burning desire in the sky. And the two are one in the Sagittarian soul. There's no accident why we talk about holiday gift giving, preparing for the solstice, Kwanzaa, during this time of Sagittarius. You are truly the teachers and the givers. Your destiny is to kind of to remind us how to get back toward home, that destination, and yet that origin. So with that said, we love you, Sagittarius!